Hey, gorgeous. How's it going?
Dehydrated Japanese noodles under fluorescent lights. Does it get better than this?
Question. You're not dating anybody, are you? Because I met somebody who would be perfect for you.
You see, perfect might be a problem. Have you said codependent or self-destructive?
Do you want to date Saturday?
Yes, please.
Okay. He is cute. He's funny.
He's a he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Good, Shelly. Okay, I'm just going to go flush myself down the toilet now. Okay. Bye-bye.
Enjoy a cup of ramen noodles after that.
I mean, is that ridiculous? Can you believe she actually thought that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I first met you, you know, I thought maybe, possibly, might be.
You did?
Yes, and, but then you spent Phoebe's entire birthday party talking to my breath, so then I figured maybe not.
I mean, the rest of you guys think that when you first met me?
I did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Not me.
No, me neither. Although, you know, back in college, Susan Salador did.
You're kidding. Did you tell her I wasn't?
No. No, it's just because I kind of wanted to go out with her, too. So I told her, actually, you were seeing Bernie Spellman. Who also liked her. So.
Wow, this is fascinating. So, what is it about me?
I don't know. Because you're smart, you're funny.
Ross is smart and funny. Do you ever think that about him?
Yeah, right.
What is it?
Okay, I don't know. You just... You have a quality.
Yes, right?
Yes. Oh, a quality. Good, because I was worried you guys were going to be vague about this.
So, Chandler, I think this is going to work for you.
Excuse me?
Sure. Women find you less threatening, they let their guards down, and boom. You're like a stealth heterosexual.
Hello? Hello? Oh, Rachel.
It's Paolo calling from Rome.
Oh, my God. I'm calling from Rome.
Buongiorno, caro mio.
So he's calling from Rome. I could do that. Just got to go to Rome.
Monica, your dad just beat in, but can you make it quick? I'm talking to Rome. Talking to Rome. Hey, Dad, what's up?
Oh, God. Ross, it's Nat.
Hey,
Ross.
Hey, Dad. So, how's she doing?
The doctor says it's a matter of hours.
How are you, Mom?
Me? I'm fine, I'm glad you're here. What's with your hair?
What?
What's different?
Nothing.
Oh, maybe that's it.
She's unbelievable. Her mother is...
Relax. Okay, we are going to be here for a while, it looks like, and we still have boyfriends in your career to cover.
God.
Thank you.
fuzzy little mints at the bottom of her purse.
Oh. Yeah, they were gross. Oh, you know what I love? The Sweet and Lows. She was always stealing them from restaurants.
Not just restaurants, from our house.
Mrs. Keller.
She looks so small.
No.
Well, at least she's with Pop Pop and Aunt Phyllis now.
Aunt Phyllis is dead?
Yeah, for like 6 years.
Where was I?
Where were you? Can we focus, please?
Goodbye, Nana.
What is going on?
You know how the nurse said that Nana had passed? Well, she's not quite.
What?
She's not passed. She's present. She's back.
What's going on?
She may have died.
She may have died?
We're looking into it.
I'll go see.
This almost never happens.
Now she's passed.
I just have to know, okay? Is it my hair?
Yes, Chandler, that's exactly what it is. It's your hair.
Yeah, you have homosexual hair.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. How long did she...
Twice.
Oh, that's fast.
You guys okay?
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I know she's gone, but I just don't feel,
Maybe that's because she's not really gone.
No, she's gone.
We checked. A lot.
Well, I mean, maybe no one ever really goes, you know? Ever since my mom died... Every now and then, I get this feeling that she's, like, right here. You know? Oh, and Debbie, my best friend from junior high, got struck by lightning on a miniature golf course. I always get this really strong Debbie vibe whenever I use one of those little yellow pencils. You know? I miss her.
Aw. You're a thief. Want this?
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I just sharpened her this morning.
Well, see, I don't believe any of that. I think when you're dead, you're dead. You're gone. You're worm food. So, Kendall is gay, huh?
Now, I don't know who this is, but it's not Debbie.
Let's just make a decision.
You're right. This is crazy. It's going into the ground. We should just get the most basic thing.
Right. Okay, that would be the non-protective corrugated fiber board with white laminate. Dad, we can't bury Nana in a dresser from IKEA.
See, this is why your mother buys all my clothes. I hate to shop. I hate it.
Dad, don't you think this might be more about the fact that once you make the decision, it's like acknowledging Nana's actually gone.
No, I really hate to shop.
I thought it was going to be a closed casket.
Well, that doesn't mean she can't look nice. Do you think you can get in there?
I don't see why not.
Thank you.
my retainer.
I was just thinking, when my time comes...
Dad!
Listen to me. When my time comes, I want to be buried at sea.
You what?
I want to be buried at sea. It looks like fun.
Define fun.
Come on, you'll make a day of it. You'll get a boat, pack a lunch.
And then we throw your body in the water. Gee, that does sound fun.
Everyone thinks they know me. Everyone says, Jack Geller, so predictable. Maybe after I'm gone, they'll say, buried at sea. Huh.
That's probably what they'll say.
I'd like that.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey. Look, I'm sorry about yesterday.
No, don't worry about it. Believe me, apparently other people have made the same mistake.
Oh, okay. Phew.
So, what do you think it is about me?
I don't know, but you just have a quality.
Right.
You know, it's a shame because you and Lowell would have made a great couple.
Lowell? Financial Services Lowell? That's who you saw me with?
What? He's cute.
Oh, yeah. There's no Brian in payroll.
Is Brian?
No. I don't know. Point is that if you were going to set me up with someone, I'd like to think you would set me up with somebody like him.
Well, I think Brian's a little out of your league.
Excuse me. You don't think I could get a Brian? Because I could get a Brian. Believe you me. I'm really not.
This one? I have shown you every dress we have. Unless you want your mother to spend eternity in a lemon-yellow pantsuit, go with the burgundy.
You know, whatever we picked, she would have told us it's the wrong one. You're right. We'll go with the burgundy.
A fine choice. I'm coming up.
Wait, we need shoes.
How about these?
That's really a day shoe.
And where she's going, everyone else will be dressed here.
Could we see something in a slimmer heel?
Okay, I have nothing in an evening shoe in the burgundy. I can show you something in a silver that may work.
No, it really should be burgundy.
Mm. Unless we go with a different dress.
No.
Wait. I may have something in the back.
Oh, my God.
Is everything all right, dear?
Yeah. Just mammoth stuff. How are we doing? You guys ready?
So Mom already called this morning to remind me not to wear my ear up. You know my ears were not my best feature.
This is all I can think about.
Hi. I'm sorry. I couldn't find my bearings.
Oh, you mean your earrings?
What did I say?
Are these the shoes?
Yes. Paolo sent them from Italy.
What, we don't have shoes here?
Morning. Ready to go?
Well, don't we look nice all dressed up? It's stuff like that, isn't it?
It's a really beautiful service.
It really was. Come here, sweetheart. You know, I think it might be time for you to start using night cream.
What? Nothing, nothing. Just your overcoat sounds remarkably like Brent Musburger. You're watching a football game at a funeral?
Oh, it's the pregame. I'm going to watch it at the reception.
You are a frightening, frightening man.
Oh, no! My new polo shoes.
Oh, I hope they're not ruined.
God, what a great day.
What? Weather-wise.
I know, yeah. The air, the trees. Even though Nana's gone, there's something almost, I don't know, almost like...
Oh, God. Oh.
I'm fine. Just having my worst fear realized, but...
Don't worry. I'm just checking to see if the muscles in spasm.
What is it?
Mr. Beltman's...
No.
Okay, it's in spasm.
Hey, sweetie. Here, I took these when I had my golfing accident.
Oh, go.
Sorry. Hi, I'm Andrea. I'm Dorothy's daughter.
Hi, I'm Chandler, and I have no idea who Dorothy is.
Hey, what's that?
Hey. How do you feel?
Good. I feel great.
Wow, those pills really worked, huh?
Yeah, not the first two, but the second two.
Woo!
I love you guys. You guys are the greatest. I love my sister. I love the bees.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Chandler.
Hey,
I love you, man. And listen, man, if you want to be gay, be gay. Doesn't matter to me.
You were right.
Rachel. Oh, I do love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh, no, I really love you.
I really love you.
Oh, I don't get it.
What do you got there?
Just a hearing disability.
What's the score?
17-14 Giants. 3 minutes to go on the third.
Beautiful.
Babe, could you maybe hand me a cracker?
Grandmother would have hated it.
What with it being her funeral and all.
No, I'd be hearing about, why didn't I get the honey glazed ham? I didn't spend enough on flowers. And if I spent more, she'd be saying, why are you wasting your money? I don't need flowers. I'm dead.
That sounds like Nana.
Do you know what it's like to grow up with someone who is critical of every single thing?
I can imagine.
I'm sorry. It's a wonder your mother turned out to be the positive, life-affirming person she is.
That is a wonder.
So, tell me something, Mom.
If you had to do it all over again, I mean, if she was here right now, would you tell her?
Tell her what?
How she drove me crazy. Picking on every little detail, like your hair, for example.
I'm not sure I know what you're getting at.
Do you think things would have been better if you'd just told her the truth?
No. I think some things are better left unsaid. I think it's nicer when people just get along.
Huh.
More wine, dear.
Oh, I think so.
Those earrings look really lovely on you.
Thank you. They're yours.
Actually, they were Nana's.
No!
Oh, no! No! No!
Now I'm depressed. Even more than I was.
Oh, look, this is my first grade picture. Oh, please ignore the Dynamite t-shirt.
Oh,
I was this little naked guy.
Oh, that naked guy would be me.
Oh, look at the little thing.
Yes. Yes, fine. That is my penis. Can we be grown-ups now?
Who are those people?
Got me.
Oh, that's Nana right there in the middle. Let's see.
Me and the gang at Java Joe's.
Wow, Monica, you look just like your grandmother. How old was she there? 1939.
Yeah, 24, 25.
Yeah. Huh. It's like a fun gang.
Ooh, look, I got Monica naked.
No, that would be me again. I'm just trying something.
Hey, Lowell. Oh, hey, Chandler. So how's it going down there in financial services?
It's like Mardi Gras without the papier-mâché heads. How about you?
Good. Listen, I don't know what Shelley told you about me, but I'm not.
I know. That's what I told her.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can tell?
Pretty much, most of the time. We have a kind of radar.
So you don't think I have a quality?
Speaking for my people, I'd have to say no. By the way, your friend Brian from payroll, he is.
He is?
Yep, and way out of your league.
Out of my league. I could get a Brian. If I wanted to get a Brian, I could get a Brian. Hey, Brian.